Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dead Cookies.
Oxter.
I'm Matt Man.
All right, let's just delve right into it. We'll go straight into
Dive right in?
No, delve right into it. Anyways, we'll start off on everyone's least favorite comic book movie franchise, DC.
And that's why he said dwell.
More... So we get more hints as to what to expect from Robert Pattinson's Batman. Which is essentially Bruce Wayne's around 30 years old. What? THR reports Robert Pattinson's Bruce Wayne is around 30 years old in Matt Reeves' The Batman and still trying to find his footing on his way to becoming the genius detective. Despite the descriptor, the trade also alleges Pattinson's first journey in the cowl is not... either another rehashing of his origin, nor the tale of a seasoned crime fighter ruling Gotham City.
So what, he's a blundering idiot?
So, kind of. So he's kind of like somewhere in between.
So it's
like
he's middle age?
30s.
Okay.
So would it be like...
what?
Right?
After like the Gotham series or something?
Oh. I think it kind of connects to the Gotham series.
So to the, it must be.
I mean, that's kind of the only thing I'm...
it must be about. Right before he becomes Batman.
No, because he becomes Batman by the end of the Gotham series. Mm-hmm. Spoiler warning. Fucking nobody's paying attention.
Sorry, guys.
I don't
anyways.
Watch
Gotham
since season
one. I don't watch Gotham.
After I saw who played the Joker, I was out.
I still follow the rule that that's not the Joker. Sorry, you don't give the Joker an origin story, which is why I don't want this fucking new movie either. It's an origin story.
This was
the whole point of the character is he's obscure.
He was a blind man's son
really
and a gypsy woman's
son at a circus. Love affair.
At a circus.
It was.
I could have swore he was the Red Hood.
He was.
He was, but in this.
Well, no, because in Gotham, the Red Hood in Gotham is a whole different person, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In Gotham, this is whole
game. But anyways.
Whole different ballgame.
Doesn't matter.
Joker has had so many different origins, it's, you know, pick a card.
Mm. Well, and then they said...
kind of like Superman, huh?
And then what I've found out...
you know, I've seen the first episode of Krypton. That's it.
Yeah,
and
I haven't even seen that
because I figured, what the hell.
I watched the trailer for it.
First episode for free on iTunes, so I figured, what the hell.
Yeah.
It looked lame.
And I only watched it the one time, and I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Moving on.
So, there's really not much else to tell about what's going to happen in this new Batman. But it's definitely not going to be
my
preferred Batman Beyond Terry McGinnis thing. But, to add on to the DC news, apparently...
no, they want a sparkly vampire.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, Robert Pattinson's not actually a bad actor. I've seen some of his other roles, and he's a decent actor. It's just Twilight was a horrible movie.
Horrible choice for him, really.
Twilight ruined
He's stated that he regrets starring in those movies.
Oh, I'm sure.
Twilight ruined his fan base. His fan base went to a whole different...
that's because they only made it for little teenage girls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to go on with the DC EU stuff...
if they made it more bloody, maybe.
Reportedly...
not. Maybe not.
It's going... the DC EU is going to separate into two separate universes.
Oh, yeah? Sorry, we're not paying attention. We're discussing more stuff.
So, following the failure of Justice League, it's been obvious that Warner Brothers is trying to sweep the past of the DCU under the rug, with recent movies like Aquaman and Shazam... referencing other heroes, but not featuring any proper crossovers. Shazam had a Superman, but whatever.
It had a Superman, but
one. In the near future, though, I mean, it was literally...
I know.
Henry Cavill's suit. Whatever. Anyways.
No.
In the near future, although...
it was...
yeah, shut up.
It's probably going to be a new Superman with this thing.
Probably.
What's his name?
Anyway, so in the near future, though, things will start to break away from establishing canon completely, with the Batman set to take place in its own universe. So apparently, the Batman's going to separate the two universes. So I'm going to smack the hell out of you. Nicolas Cage?
Nicolas Cage.
Reach over there and smack you.
It was him. It was his Superman.
Anyways, if they continue on the trajectory of the...
You wanna sit on that bong there, buddy?
Yeah. You should go. No, I meant like out of the house. Just keep walking. All
right.
Anyways, if they continue on with the trajectory of Aquaman and Shazam and even Wonder Woman, I could see this working out for them.
Have you seen the poster for Wonder Woman 84?
Not yet.
No.
Rather than jumping in fucking head first like they tried to do with Justice League, that was ridiculous.
Oh.
Yeah, that teaser poster that they just put out for Wonder Woman 1984.
I'm looking. Oh, what is that?
What?
What is that?
What are you looking at over there?
That? Wonder Woman 1984. I don't know how I feel about that.
Gal Gadot again, huh?
I mean, yeah, she's gonna keep playing.
Still her, but yeah, that.
I don't know about that
image.
It looks almost.
It's
Captain Marvelish.
Horrible looking.
Yeah. It's not a good image. But anyways, I mean, yeah, that's. Again, there's not really a whole lot to the news. It's just kind of things are happening. Oh. Apparently, this article gave us a concept art of what Robert Pattinson's gonna possibly look like.
They're gonna give him the white eyes?
Yep, apparently.
Cringe.
I mean.
Whatever.
Hey.
I don't know. Cringe. I mean, it could work. We'll see.
It's not gonna be a CGI mask, is it?
No.
Or his eyebrows are gonna move and shit?
No.
Wonder Woman!
I think it's going to be kind of like Deadpool's and Spider-Man's eyes, where it's just, you can see the eyes move, but that's it.
Yeah.
But anyways, there's not really a whole lot of other news on what's going on there, except for, as for October's Joker, that'll be yet another separate entity, not related to either of the new cinematic universes. Thank God. I don't...
I don't like it either.
But anyways, to move off of DC onto our usual happier topics.
Yay, happy topic.
Dark Phoenix. Has apparently turned one of the most celebrated arcs in all of comic book into just another damn X-Men movie. As an article written by A.A. Dowd was posted yesterday saying, apparently, yeah, he's not happy about this. Dark Phoenix literally tells us a story the series has told before. It's the second multiplex take on the most celebrated X-Men arc of them all. Chris Claremont's operatic The Dark Phoenix Saga, published over the better part of 1980. The last attempt to adapt the multi-month opus to the screen was 2006, much maligated X-Men The Last Stand. So perhaps the franchise deserved a mulligan. Yet the studio has entrusted the second try to the exact same screenwriter, Simon Kinberg, who has also stepped behind the camera in the absence of original series director Bryan Singer. His Dark Phoenix is more thoughtful than The Last Stand, and certainly more downbeat and introspective X-Men movie than the last one, the goofy and overlong Apocalypse, but it still remains locked down by a very limited idea of what an X-Men movie can be, and a very small vision of one of the most iconic epics in superhero fiction.
So much better. They really can.
They can. Which, I mean, hopefully, with this being the last
Marvel.
Of the non-Marvel-owned X-Men movies.
The Foxmen?
Yeah. With this being the last one,
yeah.
I can't wait to see what Marvel does with the X-Men characters.
I think they'd be able to do something so much better.
Yeah, I saw a thing about how Marvel could possibly change the name.
Wants to be changing the name of the X-Men.
Well, they could change
well,
the
in
name
the comics,
of the X-Men
anyway.
Because of there being women on the team.
Oh.
It's kind of, you know...
The X-People!
Sexist.
Well, no, I don't even think the X has to be... remain involved.
The mutants.
I think they'll figure something out.
Probably was going to be the mutants.
Probably.
Well, I'm pretty sure they'll keep it as X-Men.
Probably, but that's one of the rumors going on. but also in Marvel-related news, apparently Robert Downey Jr. may be done playing Iron Man, but he's still saving the world, just like Tony would. By between robotics and nanotechnology, we could clean up the planet significantly, if not totally, in 10 years, Downey Jr. said, referring to the information he gotten through several roundtable conversations with the scientific community. God, I love experts. They're like Wikipedia with character defects. So it kind of seems like RDJ's basically wanting our own real-life version of Ultron. Downey, you were literally in the movie that said why this is not the best idea.
He might get a
vision. He was one of the reason why it was not a good reason.
But you know what? This time around. Who knows? Maybe with RDJ at the helm, we might get something different. Tony just has really bad luck. So.
Yeah, Tony. It's just Tony.
Mm-hmm. Rather than having just a really very intelligent system.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. Anyways.
Hope doesn't go after launch codes.
Also in Marvel news, and a little bit of DC, not really, but you'll see why here in a second, Marvel's Justice League and Avengers finally meet, in which means Marvel's version of the Justice League meets the Avengers.
Well, there's already been an Avengers JLA crossover,
mm-hmm.
like 10 years ago.
If comic fans haven't kept up to date with the current lampooning of the Canada-hating Justice League going on in the pages of Avengers. Fight
with Superman?
Remember, it was an actual miniseries written by Kurt Busiek and drawn by George Perez.
Mm-hmm.
If comic fans haven't kept up to date with the current lampooning of the Canada-hating Justice League going on in the pages of Avengers, they'll be delighted to get caught up to speed. The team known as the Squadron Supreme was first introduced to Marvel's universe as rough copycats of DC's Super Team, created to give the Avengers knockoff versions the fight, with knowing wings made to the leader, or to the reader, every step of the way. But Agent Phil Coulson, this new Squadron Supreme of America, has been designed to embody the likes of Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Flash, and Green Lantern. More than ever, which makes their coming showdown the closest thing to a Justice League versus Avengers story we're ever going to get. Even though, again, there was already an Avengers.
Official.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One, I think it was.
Yeah, but then the green movie the... together.
Oh.
Squadron Supreme. Literally just a really bad
Hyperion, knockoff. Nighthawk. Couple others, I don't know.
Yep, yeah. Just quick little. Well, I'm pretty sure that's Ronan in the background there, and I don't know who that is.
Well, let me see.
Nice.
Probably.
You know, Ronan was
Avengers. Those are the Avengers.
Wasn't originally a Squadron Supreme member.
Speedster. That's Speedster, right?
I don't remember.
Better just have Quicksilver, Jesus.
Right? Oh, that's not.
He can be the Silver.
Ronan, I don't know who that is.
Oh.
But it's definitely the Green. Oh no! It's who's Marvel's version of the Green Lantern? The Entity?
Yeah. No.
I don't think that was his name.
I don't remember.
Hold on. Anyways, while I'm looking up this real quick.
Dexter's gonna have fun over here. Spin around in my chair.
Okay, so I can't remember who it is, but anyways, yeah, we got a weird
cast
Justice League thing. Interesting though.
People.
Also in Marvel news, the directors of Avengers Endgame, the Russo brothers, are adapting Magic the Gathering for Netflix.
Oh.
So that'll be interesting.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Netflix announced Monday that the Russos would team with Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro for an animated series based on the... animated. The Russos will oversee the creation of an all-new storyline and expand on the stories of the Planeswalkers, Urza's Saga hopefuls, and will see the heroes and villains of the universe controlled with stakes larger than any one world could hold. I'm a little bit disappointed that's an animated series.
Yeah.
I think it would have been really dope to get a really hot, well done live action series. But, yeah. You know.
I'm sorry, what?
That'd be a whole lot of animation going on.
I was looking up Squadron Supreme to get their team roster.
Magic Gathering. It's going to be an animated series.
Understandable.
But anyway, if anybody cares.
I do.
I want to know if I was right.
Squadron Supreme was made up of Hyperion, Apex, Arcana, Blue Eagle, Black Archer, Dr. Decibel, Foxfire, Haywire. Another Hyperion. Well,
Haywire, that's
the Inertia, Lamprey, Moonglow, Nighthawk. That was Kyle Richmond is Nighthawk.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nuke, Quagmire, Giggity.
I think.
Redstone, Shape, Skylark, Thermite, Tom Thumb, Amphibian, Power Princess, Dr. Spectrum.
Dr. Spectrum.
That's the Nighthawk, Neil Richmond.
I think.
Skymax, and Whizzer. Also, Stanley Stewart.
All right.
Yep, that's him. Dr. Spectrum is the... basically, how Jordan got all of the colors in the rings. Essentially, that's what's going on there. Anyways,
rainbow.
To go on to some bit of sadder news, Stan Lee has, 3 more have been accused of elder abuse against him. Joan Celia Lee files a lawsuit against her father's former manager and 2 others alleging a sinister plot to take advantage of the ailing comic legend. So, Sue claims the lawsuit filed at the Los Angeles Superior Court on Tuesday on behalf of Joan Celia Lee levels 7 charges of breach of contract, breach of fiduciary duty, and elder abuse against Max Anderson, who served as Lee's manager for his memorabilia business and personal appearances after meeting him at the San Diego Comic-Con in 2006. Sue claims Anderson conspired with one Derek Tan to create separate company Excelsior Collectibles to hide various undisclosed profits he'd made from his relationship with Lee. It also claims one of Lee's nurses, Linda Sanchez, conspired with Anderson in the removal, taking, secreting, obtaining, and retention of many items from Lee's home in his final days. All 3 individuals are accused of elder abuse. Lee died in November, aged 95. The lawsuit against Anderson, Tan, and Sanchez comes just 2 weeks after Lee's former business manager, Kia Morgan, was arrested of charges of elder abuse. The new action describes the details of the cases akin to those typically found in comic book plots. Unfortunately, this is real life. So, it's already been proven that the other one, Kia Morgan did it. So, yeah. Fuck him. And if these 3 did it, fuck them too.
Seriously.
We're talking about a real life hero here, and they've just... used them. Just
took advantage of the poor guy.
So, I don't. Other than saying fuck you to those individuals, I don't
really.
That was
like the type of guy that if you asked him for a dollar, would probably give you a fucking dollar.
You know? Give me a fiver. At least.
$500.
I mean, this guy, Stan Lee, was an amazing person and did such amazing things. He deserved a lot better than what he got.
What he got, man.
We still got quite a while in this podcast, and we've blown through all the topics I had.
Oh, shit. Well, let's see if we can talk about how Lucifer is coming back for 1 more season.
Yeah.
Another one?
Lucifer renewed for 5th and final season.
Uh-huh.
Final season.
Let's see.
At Netflix. I'll see you in hell, says Tom Ellis to fans.
Oh.
So we're so incredibly thankful to Netflix for resurrecting our show last season and now letting us finish the story of Lucifer on our terms, reads a statement from co-showrunner Joe Henderson and Ildi Majovic. Most importantly, we want to thank the fans for their incredible passion and support. The best is yet to come. And then...
I'm glad that they're coming back for one more season. Even if it is going to be, you know, the last season.
Yeah.
But after, you know... I mean, they could have ended it how they, you know, with season 4.
They could have, but they chose to try and keep going.
But I'm glad they're going to keep going. Yeah, well, for one more.
I would have liked a better ending.
You know, yeah.
If that was to have been, yeah. You know, if
it would have been a
show has to end.
They definitely
would rather have been a better ending than that.
Yeah, which apparently they're going to give us.
Yeah.
But the thing is about like why it's been so up in the air about whether or not we were getting season 5 is because they literally set it up to be the perfect, could be the ending, maybe not.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Uxer over here is only on episode 10 of season 3.
Almost through 10. Maybe we finished 10. I don't know.
Yeah. No, because he just got past Centerman poking his eyes out.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's...
Stabbing his fucking eyeballs out. That was awesome. They should have shown it.
I definitely prefer...
Just wait.
Right?
Was that a spoiler?
No!
Well, wait. I've already seen all 4 seasons.
I'm almost done with season 3, guys. Give me a little more.
Okay. I watched all 4 seasons in the collective span of like 3 days.
I have a girlfriend I watch it with. She gets mad if I watch it by the sale.
I didn't really care.
But
we watched the first 3 seasons as they were being aired.
I watched all 3 seasons.
And then, you know, when season 4 dropped, we almost got it all done in one day.
I took my time.
Well, we had to stop because it was when they released it, it was also game night for us.
Oh, fine.
So we had to do game night. Then we were able to finish the last couple episodes.
But
what's up?
Anyways, if Uxer will shut the fuck up.
Good thing you guys.
We're marked as explicit content here, so I'll say whatever the fuck I want to say. Not like any of you guys are actually here listening, but you know, just kind of psychotically rambling to the thin air.
What?
No, you're rambling to us.
Not rambling to you, I'm rambling to my phone, if anything.
Yeah.
Our fans, okay? Our fans, they're there.
Yeah. We're rambling to Matt Man.
Our future fans, whenever they do eventually show up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, speaking of DC, because technically Lucifer is a DC property. Vertigo DC, but still.
Oh yeah, DC might be shuttering the Vertigo imprint.
Really? Alright.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyways, to continue on to the cancellation of DC shows, Swamp Thing was canceled after 1 season. I never got the chance to watch it.
The series hasn't even finished airing yet.
Yep, nope. It's already, nope.
They're already like, the fans don't want it.
Then again, it could be an amazing show because, I'll tell you what, Constantine was a fucking amazing show and that got canceled after 1 season.
Yeah.
So.
Don't remind me.
I introduced
him. I know.
How do you think I'm feeling? It's painful.
Have we heard anything about that?
No, there has been no updates about Matt Ryan's Constantine. Probably won't be any updates either because he's still on
Legends of Tomorrow.
Legends of Tomorrow, thank you. Couldn't place
it.
So really? He's probably gonna stay there for a while. If he leaves, we might hear some more, but for now, that's all we got is.
I don't mean they could still be developing it.
They could.
They should.
But I don't know.
Fans have created a petition to
get
demand a better fate for Tony Stark.
Yeah, that what...
Well, fans are... Okay. There's also another one that says fans are demanding Tony come back.
Yeah, be revived for a better fate is what... Oh, yeah. All right. And so here's the thing, is people are saying that he deserved more. But no, this is exactly how his story is meant to end in the cinematic universe. This is how it's been setting up since the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Since the cave.
Going... okay, like, just throwback romance to the first Avengers. When Captain America called Tony out for not being the guy that would cross the line.
That would put himself on the line. To save everybody else. Yeah.
And just like that, Steve also proved that not everything special about him came out of a bottle.
Yeah.
He was able to hold Mjolnir.
Mm-hmm.
So, both of them just...
In the end... Was not
showed something. Showed who they really were in the end. Proved that they were more than what was being said.
And Cap was meant for the better life.
And the only way Tony was going to be able to prove that he was able to put himself on that line is if he died.
Oh, speaking of, we found something, evidence, at the funeral of Carter. Of Agent Carter?
I didn't see. Remember? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, so there's this... behind Steve Rogers, there's an older gentleman with the comb over.
With the comb over.
The comb over is going the wrong way.
Hold on.
Well, that day, it could be different. It's a fucking... Come on, it's an old guy with white hair.
That could be anybody.
All right, so he's not behind... But he is on the left side of the... hold on, if I could find the image that actually shows who all is carrying it.
I don't think they thought that way far ahead.
They did. They've been planning Endgame since
Iron Man.
Since Iron Man. They've stated that they knew where this was all going. So they could have very well...
Some bumps or roads, but they were...
I can't find the image that shows the... from behind, but because the ones in front have completely different people in different places, so I don't know what's going on there. Because like this one has Steve in the front, and then the one in the front shows Steve in the back, so it doesn't, none of these are really clearly showing where. yeah, it's weird.
Alright.
Anyways, yeah, so there's a small possibility that Steve Rogers went twice to pick Carter's funeral.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Also, can we talk about the possibility that isn't Peggy Sharon's grandmother?
Aunt?
Okay, yeah. Never mind. Well, still. Aunt. It's still a little weird that... I mean...
Calm your incest niece. There.
Well, yeah, I know. We know.
Yeah. Anyways.
Calm your dad.
Calm your Alabama, sir.
Yeah.
calm that sister loving down.
Ugh.
Moving on.
Nothing like calm loving down, while Grandpa. Testing your cousin.
Yeah. All right, so, moving on. Any more thoughts on anything? We were a little short-handed on topics tonight, I guess, because I didn't know nobody would have anything to say about anything.
The team tried the Five Nights at Freddy VR last night.
Yes, oh, yeah. So me, Dead Cookies, and Uggster all played FNAF VR. It's fun. Yeah.
And Mattman's going to try tonight.
Yay, you get to be a security guard.
And then eventually. A doctor.
Yay.
But eventually we'll be starting a YouTube channel once we get a desktop and stuff. But for now... You just kind of got to hear about stuff instead of seeing it.
Yeah.
With that being said...
For my Facebook.
We don't have enough people showing up to the podcast to do that yet. But anyways...
I'm just meaning like share to the page.
We're putting the finishing touches on the other social media pages. And then those will get updated onto the Facebook page once they're ready to... used.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess it's just a shorter podcast tonight. Any final words from anybody for this podcast?
Falafel?
Falafel.
Great. Yeah. Great. Really inspiring. I'm touched.
I got nothing else now.
All right, we're going to go ahead and head off now.
With falafel.
Anybody that did listen for this half hour, thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm. We appreciate it, and have a good night.
And falafel later.
Falafels.